Welcome to Talks with Ashley. Today, we have a special guest who I hold very close to my heart and someone who I call my best friend. Linda, a current junior in high school, shares a few things that has affected her ways that has shaped her today. In the end, what I found was that her last almost relationship is what actually hit her the most. She has learned that putting an end to a relationship, or generally, falling in love, it can affect her and people in ways of feeling a certain way, both good and bad. But specifically for her, she says, and I quote, "Shit happens. You have to learn to let go." So with that, we started off the conversation asking to describe her kind of guy. And this is what she has to say.
They have to be cute. They have to be smart. I like funny guys.
Mm-hmm. Someone who constantly needs to make you laugh.
Yeah, they have to be loyal too. And I like low-key guys. Like, I hate when they know, like, all these people. And, like, it's...
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I like it better when no one heard of them.
And have you found that person?
I thought I did.
She goes in and talks about this first guy.
Never really knew me. It was just cute. Like, I just, like, he was really cute. And I just, like, he was just someone to talk to. And he was such a sweet talker. Was so quick to be like, I love you and shit like that.
Do you feel like he rushed it then?
He did. He did rush it. And we didn't even go out like that. Like, I mean, I went on a date with him and stuff. Mm-hmm. I guess, like, he didn't know the simple things about me, especially about my family. And everyone mm-hmm. knows about my family, but, like, he didn't, like, ask about that and stuff. The other kid, I mean, he did. Also, with Mood, it wasn't like, we didn't talk on the phone like that. Or we wasn't FaceTiming like that. And then I was like that with
Julian.
I don't like saying his name.
After several minutes trying to open up about Mood, Linda decided not to talk about him. She talks about this next guy, Julian. Now, Julian and Linda met through family. Her cousin is married to Julian's brother. And they met at a pool party in the summer.
I saw him before, but like I thought he was cute, but I was never going to say anything and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So what did your family think? Or what did they think about him?
Mm-hmm. Like, they were so weird about it, and judgmental. We were talking, and it was just so weird, because I felt like all of them just thought we were not going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we weren't, and we didn't.
And as Linda expected...
But my cousin, like, she told me, like, she's like, yeah, I figured you guys wouldn't when we stopped talking.
What did his side of the family think?
They were, like, really encouraging or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew his side of the family, so they'd be like, oh, yeah, like, they'll be like, oh, yeah, he really likes you. And like, I don't know why they would say that.
Mm-hmm.
But they piped it up, but my family was, like, kind of, like, they left me alone. They didn't say anything.
Obviously, when you got his number and you got to know him, what did you think of him, or what did you like about him?
He knew me. Like, he knew about my family situation, because we had similar family situations. Uh-huh. So it was like...
With the parents.
Yeah, with our parents and stuff like that. And you're someone. Just like me.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, we're the same. So I feel like we connected because we kind of had this like...
Same background.
Same background. And we both know how it feels to like have your like, you know, your parents not there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like no one really understands him and his family.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, we just like stayed up a lot and then... To talk about anything.
Yeah. Like, so y'all talked in a relationship.
Yeah, and he understood me, and then when I got mad, and I, like, he just knew. I didn't even have to say anything, and he knew.
If everything was so good, then what was so wrong? How did it all go downhill?
He lives too far. But then again, like, if it was really meant to be, like, if he did really like me, he mm-hmm. would have, like, found
a way.
Mm-hmm. To meet me. But even if it was like he didn't know how to take the bus,
yeah,
but like he could have learned, but like yeah. He just so, it just depends on the person, for real, because he was so scared. Like, he's not raised like that. He's more privileged. Like, he doesn't have to take the bus. He gets rides all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's scared to go out there.
Yeah. Linda nor Julian drives, so the only problem was the way of seeing each other. I asked her, how does she feel about that?
You do everything you can by yourself. I don't care where you came from. If you really, like that person, you would do it for them.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you wasn't gonna go out and get your permit right away, like, that says something. He doesn't know, like, he doesn't think, like, he should get it right away. Like, most kids are so excited to get their license. He doesn't care. Because he's going to get rides anyway. He doesn't have to drive himself.
So how do you feel about him?
We would have been boyfriend. You know, I'm not saying just because he said how many times he said we would be, like, he wanted me to be his girlfriend, like, after we went out a couple times. But the thing is, we never went out. That's the problem. If we went out a couple more times, and if we saw each other, we would have been a thing. I know for sure. Like, I swear to God that would happen. It's not that he wouldn't do it for me. I feel like he's such a little kid. He still needs more maturing. Like, he was so scared, like, to take the bus and all that, and even to get his license. I feel like he's not ready for that. Like, because once you start doing that stuff, it's like you're growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be doing the stupid shit you do now. Like, we're juniors now. We're about to get ready to go to college. We're thinking about SATs. Like, this is the process you go through. He didn't want to go through that yet. Like, we need to get our license. Like, that's when you gotta be on your own, and he's still scared to do that. So that's him.
Yeah.
And also, like, I guess his girl was available.
Whoa. Girl.
He even told me, like, he broke up with his girlfriend for me and shit like that, and I'm just like, you don't even know me, why would you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, like, it wasn't the same with her anyway, so, like, I just broke it off.
I closed off asking Linda to reflect on the situation. And this is what she had to say.
So, what I got from it was, like, shit happens, you know? And it's not good to, like, be all bitter about it. Like, I wasn't, like, after it ended and stuff, and I found out he went out with his girlfriend, like, you know how hard I went to, like, confront him and stuff like that? But I'm not that type of person. Also, nobody should be that type of person to be bitter about it. Like, wow, he did do you dirty. But, like, what's that gonna do? You texted him and cursed him out and shit like that. Like, he's still not gonna be with you because deep down, you know, you like him.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't gonna do that. And I'm just like, all right, like, let me just move on. Mm-hmm. So I learned that shit happens. You just deal with it and just don't go back. But I'm still, like, cool with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not making anything awkward. I don't want anything to be awkward. And if I do go over his house like I did on 4th of July because we're family, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be friendly. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, you went out with that girl again? Like, yeah. Wow. Like, fuck you. I'm not going to say that. Like, just to be like, all right, I see, like, you know, shit happens. All right, like, I understand. I try to be an understanding person.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly don't think he was a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just...
Regardless of, like, him going back to the girlfriend.
Yeah, just didn't want to grow up, and she was there. And I guess if you did love her, because I asked her before, and he's like, I thought I did at one point. And I don't think he was lying. Like, I really think everything he told me, I believed him.
Yeah.
So, of course, I got my hopes up, and of course, like, I liked him, so. And we talked every day, so then when you stop, it's kind of like, damn. But I said what I need to say. You really did like me. You learned how to take the bus. I don't care how you were raised and stuff like that. You learn. And you do it because you like me that much. And if you don't, then that's, like, that's good for me because then I know.
And there you have it, a lesson learned. The past year was not an easy year for Linda, but she does not regret any of it. By the help of her family and the signs that were thrown to her, she's learned that things happen for a reason, and you just have to go with it. So, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you guys enjoyed this piece. And remember, just go out there and enjoy life. Everything happens for a reason. And you have to appreciate what's in your life now and look at it in a positive way. So again, this is Talks with Ashley, and enjoy the rest of your day.